You're listening to SBS News.
Europe's medicines regulator says they remain firmly convinced the AstraZeneca vaccine is effective, even though some other European countries have chosen to pause their rollouts of the shot. That's despite the drug regulator insisting there's no indication the vaccine causes blood clots. Emma Cook, executive director of the European Medicines Agency, says investigations are ongoing.
At present, there is no indication that vaccination has caused these conditions. They have not come up in the clinical trials and they're not listed as known or expected side events with this vaccine. So while the investigation is ongoing, we are still firmly convinced that the benefits of the AstraZeneca vaccine in preventing COVID-19 with its associated risk of hospitalization and death outweigh the risk of these side effects.
Germany, Italy, Spain, Norway, Denmark, Ireland, France and Portugal are among those to suspend use of the AstraZeneca vaccine. They say they want time for the EMA to assess new data. Stella Kyriakides is the European Commissioner for Health and Food Safety and she's backing the EMA's recommendations on the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine.
As underlined by the European Medicines Agency today, the number of such events overall in vaccinated people seems not to be higher than in the general population. But as always, we will rely fully on EMA's scientific review and recommendations, which we'll be receiving on Thursday.
Ms. Kyriakides also said the EU planned to present its proposals on Wednesday for digital green certificates to help facilitate travel and tourism this summer. The certificates will show whether a person has been vaccinated against COVID-19, has recovered from the virus, or has a negative test result. Meanwhile, Belgium has continued its use of the AstraZeneca COVID-19 vaccine, and on the advice of the EMA, so has Romania after temporarily halting several thousand remaining AstraZeneca doses. Irene Palmisano lives in Romania and she's pro-vaccination.
I don't think there are risks because any medicine used in treatments is tested many times and if it's still in use, there's no risk. And furthermore, the reactions are not necessarily correlated to the vaccine, especially since we don't know the medical history of those people that had the reactions.
Meantime, Bosnia is facing a surge in infections. The Balkan nation is reporting a huge jump in daily new cases and deaths from COVID, and the key hospital in the capital has declared an emergency situation, pulling staff off vacations. A parliament session dedicated to the health crisis will be held on Thursday. Italy has also registered its highest day-to-day number of deaths of COVID-19 patients since late January, with most of the country now back to more restrictive measures. And in the United States, there's a new record in the fight to contain the coronavirus. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says that more than 22 million doses of COVID-19 vaccines will be distributed in the next week, with Johnson & Johnson expected to begin shipping 4 to 6 million doses per week.
Today, our COVID-19 response coordinator, Jeff Zients, held his weekly governor call. He announced an increase of vaccine allotments to jurisdictions to over 16 million, including allotments from all three authorized vaccines. When you add that to the doses going out through federal channels, including directly to pharmacies and community health centers, we have over 22 million doses going out the door just this week.
The balance will go to federally administered programs including mass vaccination sites, retail pharmacies and community health centres. But opposition to getting COVID-19 vaccinations remains stubbornly strong among Republican voters. The resistance to vaccines has public health doctor Brian Castrucci concerned.
What we found over the weekend is that what they really wanted to hear were facts. They were very impressed with the fact that we've had tens of thousands of people in the vaccine trials when typically you can have only about 5,000 people or less. They also really resonated with the fact that the mRNA vaccine has been built on technology that we've been working with for decades. things. And once you get the data out there, then you can layer on the emotional level and start telling stories, because ultimately what we know is good data plus good stories gets you behavior change.
For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic, in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Sarah Shalala, SBS News.